I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, May 30. Coming up, government to implement LEGS productivity program. JPS partners with United Nations for Youth Sustainable Development Mentorship Program and 30 MSMEs to benefit under Ignite initiative. The details after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be pursuing a comprehensive program designed to get Jamaicans more productive and work-oriented. Mr. Holness says the program, to be called LEGS, will promote four concepts: working to learn, earn, give, and save. This targeted approach, the Prime Minister adds, will incorporate elements such as compulsory education periods for youngsters, as well as streamlined apprenticeship programs.
This is not merely a thought. This is a commitment, and we are actively in the process of defining it conceptually just to make sure that it is clear. That makes it easier to implement. Very soon, we will move towards the consultation phase of the development, and then we move to the informationalization stage where we get the entire society up to date on what we're doing, and then we go into implementation. And we hope to do this very quickly.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the 34th Annual Convention of the Jamaica Employers Federation, JEF, at the Montego Bay Convention Centre Friday. The government has allocated $40 million in the 2016-2017 budget to facilitate preliminary works on the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, as he closed the budget debate in the House of Representatives recently.
The government has allocated $40 million to facilitate the preliminary works, such as commencement of surveys to identify those parcels of land to be acquired for roadworks, to undertake an environmental impact assessment, and any necessary review of the design.
The Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project entails the upgrading of the roadway from Harbour View St. Andrew to Port Antonio, Portland. China Harbour Engineering Company Limited has been awarded a $385 million contract to undertake the design, improvement and construction of sections from Harbour View to Morant Bay St. Thomas and modification of the Morant Bay Bypass at the western and eastern ends. The project is being financed through the China Exim Bank. It's being accommodated in the five-year public sector investment programs covering the period 2016 to 2021. 22 young Jamaicans are to be paired with mentors from both the public and private sectors under the Youth for Sustainable Development Mentorship Program. The program, organized by the United Nations General Assembly, is designed to pair youth leaders ages 19 to 29 who have great potential with successful and supportive mentors. The first cohort will be paired with mentors from the Jamaica Public Service, Sagicor Group, Vantage One Group, and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Speaking at the official launch of the initiative Monday, Jamaica Youth Ambassador, United Nations, Rochelle James, said all 22 mentees were randomly selected. She says participants will benefit from professional support and development in their area of interest over a period of 8 months. Mentees are required to complete a personal development review at the end of the program. And some 30 micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are to benefit from grant funding to commercialize their projects under the Innovation Grant from New Ideas to Entrepreneurship Ignite program. Ignite, a program of the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, will support the creation and growth of new innovative firms in the productive sectors.
New businesses will be targeted under this pilot project, which will last for 2 years.
Industry and Commerce Minister Carl Samuda. Mr. Samuda says the project will operate through business service intermediaries, BSIs, selected in a transparent and competitive process. The BSIs will be responsible for facilitating the development of proposal presentation, helping DBJ in monitoring the objectives agreed with each beneficiary, and acting as an agent for grant funds to the entrepreneurs. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.